USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre telling reporters today.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, giving them time to regroup and plot a new attack. Or new attacks.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he will not consider a pause in the fighting in Gaza unless Hamas releases all the hostages. Today, Eric Trump providing testimony once more in his father's civil fraud trial in New York. The son of the former president currently addressing inquiries related to financial records of the Trump Organization. It's anticipated that former President Trump will also take the witness stand when the trial reconvenes in Manhattan on Monday. President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit today to a memorial near the restaurant where the tragic incident occurred.
This tragedy opens a painful wounds all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones or survive the trauma of gun violence.
During his visit, Biden met with first responders, healthcare providers, and some of the families affected. The United Auto Workers Union is actively advocating for Toyota employees to consider joining the union, especially following their successful strike against the big three Detroit automakers, which led to substantial pay increases. UAW President Sean Fain says the pay raises recently announced by Toyota are a direct outcome of the agreements reached with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. He said they are planning an organizing campaign of an unprecedented scale. This is USA News.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. That just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year. According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion or higher. The NRF attributes this to the fact that most Americans' household finances remain in good shape, resulting in an expected growth rate of 3-4% over 2022. Recent maps provide insight into the regions that will experience the heaviest snowfall this winter. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have updated data on the areas most affected by El Niño, a natural weather pattern in the tropical Pacific. This encompasses the Mid-Atlantic, elevated areas in the southwestern California, as well as the southern United States. Even the first ever win for the Texas Rangers couldn't pull in ratings.
According to the Nielsen ratings numbers, the 2023 World Series between the World Series winning Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks was the least watched in recorded TV history, averaging 9.11 million viewers. That was down 23% from last year's series that featured the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm Corey Myers.
Even so, Texas Rangers fans are celebrating their first World Series championship. A parade was held Friday in Arlington. The Rangers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks on Wednesday night. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.